Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The NutriMedical Report. We have some amazing breaking news, not just the news of Trump and his non-NAFTA deal with Mexico, which is then going to move to Canada. We have some major news from Mark Lerner of the Constitutional Alliance. What is your website so people can get an update? Because this is very important stuff you're dealing with. And we've had you on periodically over the last 3 or 4 years, and the fact is, what you're dealing with is probably central to the future liberty of Americans and people around the world. Mark, what's the website address first, and what are the top issues of this latest story updates?
Okay, the website is www.constitutionalalliance.org. Constitutionalalliance.org. Constitutional
right.
Alliance was spelled as one word.
Yeah. Now, there's a lot of major things going on here. I'm just going to preface it that in 2 years' time, called the ID 2020, passed during George Bush Jr., not mentioned during Barack Obama or the first year and a half, almost 2 years of Trump, this is going to have a major impact. And the players involved and the technology, you've been doing a lot of research and actually bringing people from into the country to witness regarding this. This is very, very important and extremely nasty. I'd like you to talk about the details of what's going on.
Okay, there are three major issues. Number one, the French company that our country has been using for biometric technology, Safran, in the United States, it goes under the name of MorphoTrust USA. This company, it's recently been sold. It's now referred to as IDEMIA, still using the same people. This company, this French company, which is in part owned by the French government, made a secret deal with the Russian biometric company to use that Russian company's technology, their software, for biometrics. The French company and its subsidiary in the United States, MorphoTrust, never divulged this fact to the states that use biometrics, which is every state, or to the federal government, whether it be the FBI, DHS, or anyone else. This is not speculation. We wrote about it the first time in August of 2017. BuzzFeed picked up on what we wrote. They sent a journalist over to Europe to meet with some Russians and a French individual. When I say some Russians, people living in Russia.
Right. These are whistleblowers, is what you're saying.
They are whistleblowers. BuzzFeed wrote their story 3 months after we did in December 2017. This year, we managed to get the people that lived in Russia, the whistleblowers, to come to the United States. I'm not going to get into how we did that. They testified. There's no record of their testimony other than what we have. I can tell you it was confirmed. It's no longer speculation that we may have been using Russian software. It was confirmed by a state cybersecurity director. Now the issue is there any malicious coding in that software? And because we're not allowed to inspect the coding, the source code for the software, we can't be sure. Cybersecurity experts have told us, some of the best in the country, if the software originated in Russia, they are 100% sure. Now, I don't know that to be a fact, that there is a malicious software or some kind of malware in what we've been using. We are working on that aspect of it now. That's the first issue. The second issue that the whole country needs to be aware of. Under the Real ID Act 2005, every birth certificate presented by U.S. citizens is supposed to be verified. We make sure the birth certificate belongs to the person presenting it. We make sure that the birth certificate is authentic and not a counterfeit. And we're supposed to make sure that the birth certificate is not one that belongs to a person that's already deceased. In fact, no state is verifying birth certificates. So even though your listeners know when they take in their birth certificate, it is in fact theirs, it's certified or a true copy, they believe that states are checking everybody's birth certificates. In fact, the states are not. The result of that is we cannot say we know a person is who they say they are
right. When
we issue them a driver's license. Now, the third issue is the Real ID Act 2005 itself. In 2005, the law was passed. It gave the federal government a great deal of control over the issuance of state driver's licenses. It also allowed the federal government to dictate to states when people would have that license, what they call a Real ID compliant license with a gold star. And they said if you don't have that license, you won't be able to enter nuclear facilities, you won't be able to enter certain federal buildings, and you won't be able to board a plane commercially.
Right, and by the way, this is all going to happen after 2020, which is before the 2020 elections, right?
Yes.
There are already states that are compliant already. I want you to expand on that, because I received notice from, I think, the state of Ohio, that they're already becoming compliant with this new... And by the way, it's an international standard. It's not a U.S. standard.
It's an international standard for the biometrics. So
right. When
we talk about a national ID, it's actually global in the sense that our biometrics are done in accordance with international standards adopted by the ICAO, the International Civil Aviation Organization, which is an organization tied to the United Nations. This is not conspiracy theory, people. This is a real threat also to our national security. We have to know a person is who they say they are when they get a driver's license. Now, there's two issues here. One, obviously the Constitutional Alliance is opposed to the Real ID Act, but we are in favor of greater security or integrity for the driver's license itself, so it can't be easily counterfeited, and we are in favor of verifying birth certificates. What we're not in favor of is the federal government having control over state driver's licenses. And most people do not understand. Under the Real ID Act, states are still permitted to issue people in the country illegally driver's licenses. Now, the licenses that they get are not going to be with the gold star Real ID compliant, but they are driver's licenses, They can be used to open up bank accounts, do a whole myriad of other things. But the fact is you have 12 states in the District of Columbia that are issuing driver's licenses to the people in the country illegally. Now, regardless of what anybody thinks about immigration reform, okay, the Constitutional Alliance doesn't take an issue. What we look for is to make sure the rights of American citizens are always protected.
Right.
And the fact is, this issue of the birth certificate, it is so important that a person running for Secretary of State in Kentucky, Steve Nipper, he is making this the central issue in his campaign, because the Secretary of State in Kentucky oversees the issuance of state driver's license.
That's right. That's why it should be an issue here in California, where there's probably up to 2 million plus that are issued driver's licenses that are not Americans. They're going to vote in the 2018 and 2020 elections.
Do the letters...
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
So, Mark, if I was to ferret out the key issues here, number one, the standard is an international standard. Number two, it's coming in 2 years. Some states are already compliant with this international standard. It's becoming the U.S. ID, which is the ID 2020.
Every state is already complying with the international standards.
Right.
Even some the ones that are waiting certification for real ID compliance.
Now, the real ID compliance involves, in most cases, just the additional facial scan, but some are going to require digital fingerprints. The door is open, especially if you're using an ID to get into, say, federal buildings to do certain things. Probably can involve higher biometrics like iris scans or retinal scans or anything else.
The point is, real ID requires DMV to do collect, like, your birth certificate, scan it, put it into a database. It requires proof of residence. So you have to provide utility bills, things of that nature.
So it's a much higher standard. In other words, this kind of ID could actually prevent people from voting that are not legal American citizens, is what you're saying.
It could, but the problem is if you're not going to verify the birth certificate, it's all for nothing, and we've wasted millions of dollars.
So what you're saying is it could be used to actually act as a cover for illegals actually voting, is what you're saying. Because I know there have been some states that...
The idea is that people in the country illegally would not have the documentation to get a real ID compliant license. But almost every state is offering a license also that's not real ID compliant.
Right.
So the real ID compliant is really for people that, you know, they're going to be flying commercially.
Right.
Or they're going to be leaving the country, or they want to get a passport. But for most people that never leave the country, or maybe they don't fly, they drive to wherever they go, they have no need right now for a compliant license, even though their state has to be compliant.
Interesting. So is this going to have effect on travel and all kinds of other things? What about commerce? Does it have any effect on commerce, either in states or across states?
Because there are two pieces of legislation Congress has taken up, waiting for Real ID to begin enforcement. One is called the Legal Workforce Act. The other, the Photo Identification Security Act. You would not be able to work without a Real ID compliant license. Once that legislation passes and becomes law, you would not be able to deal with any financial institution without a Real ID compliant license.
Wow, that's pretty serious. Now, do you have any kind of intake of whether or not these databases are being put into an AI system, either nationally or internationally? Is there any move toward making this database almost like artificially intelligent, not only nationally but internationally?
Both in the United States and around the world, different companies are incorporating artificial intelligence with biometric technology.
Right.
So, but it's not a requirement under any law. It's not being done at this time by AMBA, which is overseeing Real ID, American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators. But going forward, you should expect artificial intelligence and biometrics to be a part of what every state and the federal government does.
Wow. Interesting.
And you know I don't say it if I can't document it.
Right, exactly. Now, that means that we're, in a sense, with the biometric international ID, we're entering a system of literally... You remember the ancient things at the time of the census of... In ancient Rome, of all the citizens of Judea, which included, by the way, the family of Jesus Christ.
Right. This
is a biometric census of everybody on Earth, but it also is able to tag you down, at least with a facial scan. There are doors open to using more advanced biometrics, including genetics. One of the things that I did is I traveled in 1999, that is 19 years ago, to the Oak Ridge National Labs Building D, and they showed me, I had a first-hand demonstration of this, an ID chip developed by that company in Affymetrics out of Chicago, where they can take a microdrop of your blood and with DNA endonuclease determine who you were from every other individual on Earth using a fractionation of your DNA from your blood. And
now using what's called rapid DNA testing.
Right, and this rapid DNA test can be done in under 5 minutes. Would fractionate and tell not only your first six of the 18 digits of your ID code from this genetic analysis, determines your HLA haplotype for organ transplantation, and then there's 12 other numbers. And what this does is it'll distinguish you and any genetic SNPs you have from anybody else on Earth. So people don't realize that this was demonstrated to me 19 years ago, and the chip was actually hooked to a laptop with a DNA endonuclease, was using what's called micro lasers to analyze the DNA through the endonuclease system.
Here's the thing, though. We need to focus on the three issues I raised.
Right. Well, the reason
coming out in the national media, this
right.
is the largest national security threat facing our country.
Right. The reason why I say that is, the reason why I say that is that I'm looking forward to, I see the national ID as like the Pied Piper coming in saying this is going to be good for this, this, and this reason, but if it's misused, or as you say, they don't verify the birth certificate, it's a waste. But it's also dangerous, too. It means that they can control transactions, they can control business, they can control taxation. If they move to an electronic currency, like they've talked about with a previous Fed director, Janet Yellen, they have a new director under Trump now, but they're still talking about making a Fed coin. And if you tie this ID to a digital currency, you've got the matrix, basically, haven't you?
Well, I'm not going to comment on that.
Yeah, well, I'm making conclusions based on what I see coming and the things that I've seen.
I comment on the relationship between Real ID biometrics and Revelation 13, 16 through 18.
Yeah, go ahead and tell us about that. What's your analysis of that?
Nearly every person in the world is already enrolled in a global system of ID, identification and financial control. When we look at our own country, I already told you about two pieces of legislation that will come up again once all states are Real ID certified.
Right.
In India, They've got over 90% of the population already enrolled. China's very aggressive. All countries are. In India, they literally use donkeys to carry computers and tables into remote villages without electricity or water
right.
to enroll the people in the most remote areas of India.
Well, and what I heard is that they actually had everybody in India enrolled by last November. That everybody, even these remote areas, was actually enrolled, and they enrolled them with both a digital facial scan and digital fingerprints. They did both, apparently, on every system in India.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They're only about 90, 95%. There's a case before the India Supreme Court involving biometrics. We're going to have to wait and see how that turns out. They're about 90 to 95% total
enrollment
in India.
That's mind-boggling. That's a huge country. It's just a hair under the size.
I was just quoted in an article in India four times.
Really? The thing is, that India in the next few years will surpass China in terms of total population as well.
Yes.
Yeah, amazing. Back in a moment with more with Mark Lerner, constitutionalalliance.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is really important stuff, and I'm glad you're not tied to a specific party or even specific religious group, although there are a number of pastors you're trying to train. The fact is, this is coming in different forms in different countries, but it's also an international program put forward by the United Nations and other globalist organizations. And in a sense, if it culminates in where it's going, especially as you move toward e-currencies, we're seeing the rise of a global control system, as you say. Even if you fight it in court, if the government manages to get a biometric identification like this, despite the fact of the courts, it'll be abused, won't it?
Yes. It will.
It'll be, whoever is in power, doesn't matter, Democrat, Republican, or another country, whoever's in power will use biometrics to control their population.
Well, what I would say to all Christians, and we obviously work with Christian leaders, not just in our country, around the world, personally, I would consider myself a Southern Baptist, but my point is, when it comes to politics, I think C.S. Lewis had it right. We're all fallen people, we're all broken, and our faith in politicians, when we think that there's an anointment taking place by God, we should be very careful. I think Paul addressed it in Romans 14:22, and what Paul had to say was, happy is the man that is not condemned by what he approves. So we have to be careful, especially evangelical Christians, that we are not condemned by what we approve. And when it comes to politicians, regardless of who anybody supports, you have to be careful. You're not just speaking for yourself or whatever political party you belong to, you're also the salt and light for God. Okay, you have an advocate in Christ Jesus. And when we represent Christ, we have to be careful that we're not condemned by what we approve.
In other words, we got to be aware of the actual facts, so don't approve of something that literally can harm our actions as an agent for good, or a, if you want to call a son or daughter of the Most High God in the fallen world, trying to do good, which I always tell people, you've got to do God, which you add the extra O for good, and that means you have to consult God and find out what the facts are. This system is very, it leads itself very strongly toward being abused by whichever party, left, right, or whatever you want to name it. And that's what makes this particularly devilish, because it matches up with the Bible so clearly, doesn't it?
Well, the issue of biometrics is a global issue. It's in every country. The UN is called by 2030 to have total global enrollment. It's not a Republican or Democrat issue. Both parties have supported universal biometric enrollment. It's required under the Real ID Act. It's required by Customs Border Patrol. When you enter or leave the country, your biometrics are captured. Okay, there are two pieces of legislation that have been introduced in Congress. They've been put on hold because until every state is Real ID certified, which will happen before 2020, these legislation or pieces of legislation cannot be enforced. One is called the Photo Identification Security Act. It would require your biometrics and a Real ID certified license to be able to deal with any financial institutions, any. So it's not just...
Wow. So in other words, it controls... It's not just e-currency, it's all money. In other words, if you don't have this ID...
So
basically this is a totalitarian global scheme, and it means the international bankers have to be behind it, because ultimately they're concerned about e-currencies and other alternative means of exchange in this digital world, and so they want total control, don't they?
Well, it's not a question of international bankers. What people in the United States need to understand, that people in other countries are already understanding, is biometrics serves government.
It
allows the government to basically not only control what you do, but be able to monitor you 24/7. Whenever you're on public, facial recognition, your fingerprints can now be captured at a distance. Your iris scan can be captured at 20 feet.
Wow.
We have seen at political rallies, protests like Keystone Pipeline, concerts, Boston, sporting events. Facial recognition is being used in all these places, even though the people have committed no crimes.
Right.
It's
now,
being done without the knowledge or consent of people.
Let me throw you something else that's classified that you may or may not be aware of. As you said, 20 feet, you can pick up an iris scan. Did you know that the longest distance biometric that you can actually pick up somebody inside a vehicle through metal is a terahertz bone scan they're using at the airports for identification of you when they scan you for carrying metal objects or bombs or material that they could be dangerous? And that a terahertz bone scan is the longest distance biometric that they can actually scan you at 70 miles an hour going down the freeway and tell you which seat in the car and who's sitting there from their database if they have one. Now, I believe the government's already collecting a database in the airports. I believe they're already doing it. And it's only a suspicion. It's not proven yet. But the technology's there. I know the fact that at that distance, they can actually pick up someone. If they have their database or their terahertz bone signature, they can tell right through at 500 meters exactly who you are.
Okay. That technology is definitely not proven yet. But I want to inform you.
Well, DARPA does have it. You know, and let me tell you, I have sources of information on this.
I'm familiar with DARPA. It's very important your listeners are not aware only of the Photo Identification Security Act.
Right.
The Legal Workforce Act, which is another piece of legislation sitting around in Congress, would require that you provide your biometrics and a Real ID certified license, compliant license, in order to be able to work. So the bottom line for Christians is you would have to be enrolled. It's a global system using international standards. There are already international telecommunication networks, such as NLETS and Interpol has one. It's a global scheme. It's a global system of identification and financial control. You will not be able to work, travel, buy, or sell unless you are in this identity scheme.
Whoa. This is right out of the Bible. I mean, what you're saying here, Mark, is right out of the Bible. This is not a theory or a conspiracy. And you're a very facts guy. That's why you're not allied to a specific party or even country. You're just bringing out the facts and saying, do you know what they're doing? Because this will give absolute control whoever's in government or connected to government, like large industry. Because remember now with the district of, I call, of criminals, the D.C., that lobbyists and controllers and corporations working through the government and these IDs can control who works, who doesn't, who can do anything, even banking, even saving money in a regular bank, let alone e-currency. So this is totalitarian control.
For your listeners to get an understanding of what the Constitutional Alliance is about, I've testified in state legislatures across the country. Obviously, I've been to Washington, D.C. many times, met with different committee councils, in other words, the attorneys for the committees. Okay. If you go to the constitutionalliance.org, you'll see everything that we state can be independently corroborated. We provide links, stories. You just can't go around the country telling people things that you're speculating about. We deal only in facts, and not one fact that we've ever provided in testimony has ever been refuted. You won't find the government arguing that biometrics are international in scope. There are international standards. Your body is linked to your ability to buy and sell. With the Photo Identification Act, the Legal Workforce Act, the complete net would be over all citizens, and Christians need to understand the importance of this.
Yeah.
And Christians can reach us on our website. You can sign up for our mailing list or to contact us.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
On the break about a couple of things. Artificial intelligence is coming. The next operating system for Microsoft is not Microsoft 11. It's actually AI. The same as your phone. Your Siri is going to eventually, your phones in the near future will actually be artificially intelligent. But even more dangerous is quantum computing. I actually been through the Cray Array underground at Falconel, Colorado 24 years ago, July 10th. And they were building the gallium arsenide supercomputer, quantum computer chips, which they thought they had to build in the space station, they called a Cray 5. One Cray 5 computer had the computing capacity of 100,000 Cray 4s. We're talking about computers that in a matter of seconds can perform operations that would take millennia, thousands of years by regular computers.
In context for your listeners, the United States, obviously Russia, China, India, all these countries are working on quantum computing, quantum computers. A quantum computer can do literally in just hours what your laptop would take 1,000 years to do. 1,000 years. Now, think about this. if one country develops a quantum computer before the others, because of the ability and the speed at which a quantum computer works, that computer would be able to hack into any database anywhere in the world, because it would be operating at such a speed and with such an intelligence, it's literally in hours what a laptop would take 1,000 years.
Yeah, it could take over the financial, could take over the financial systems and the commerce systems. And now, when you have ID for human beings, which is biometric, I call crawling biometrics, starting off with, let's say, in India, digital fingerprints and iris scans, but it can go all the way up to the DNA biochip that I was shown at Building 10 in Oak Ridge National Labs 19 years ago. So what people should start understanding is quantum computing added to biometric IDs is a toxic thing. That's literally, the Christian Bible is the clearest example of a warning against this, isn't it?
Well, we have Christians reach out to us. I hope your audience will reach out. Go to theconstitutionalalliance.org. Sign on. Click here to receive your email updates. Or ask us questions to contact us.
How can they help you? Can they support you financially with your legal actions? Can they support you prayerfully? What can they do? What can they do to help?
Well, obviously they can pray. Secondly, they can donate what they can afford to donate. If a person is willing to support our organization, it's a 501c3. We, if the person is donating enough, we will meet with that person and provide them what we provide members of Congress, state lawmakers, and people that work in different agencies and departments of the federal government. But we have met privately. I met with Dr. Richard Land. I meet with leaders within the Southern Baptist Convention. Close friend is a very close friend, head of the American Pastors Network, Sam Rohr. So we are working with ministries, not just in the United States, all over the world.
Yeah, amazing.
People need to understand, biblical prophecy is about 27% of the Bible. God didn't need filler. He didn't need to waste space in the Bible. Prophecy is there for a reason. It goes to the dependability of the Word of God and a way to show people that are non-believers that the Bible, in fact, is truth. It is, in fact, inspired and breathed by God, because prophecies are coming true. We've already had hundreds of biblical prophecies come true. Whether it's about the nation of Israel, the Lord was prophesied, obviously, the coming of Christ when he did. That was prophesied. You can go into the book of Daniel, or you can go to Revelation and read about Revelation 13, 16 through 18. But the point is, biblical prophecy is an important tool for Christians to understand, to be able to defend, in other words, apologetics, to be able to defend the Bible, the accuracy and dependability of the Word of God.
Right. Now, the perspective of the Bible is very fascinating, because it actually explains the structure of the universe. The best way to describe where God exists is the eternal now. To God, there is no past or future. It's all now. That's why he's omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. So when he gives his word to his scribes, which are the ancient prophets and apostles, etc., and even modern people that get words of God, he's literally speaking from eternity, which is, there is no past or future to God, because everything is, to him, immediately and instantaneously known. And that's what's a different perspective of the Creator. And so when you hear words of God, basically the Bible is a book that spans and does not take into account our issue of timeline. To God, there's no shaking or probability of things. There's an absoluteness of his knowledge. And that's what people should understand.
I agree with you. Look, we started talking about biometrics before people even knew what biometrics were. We focused on global biometric enrollment 15 years ago. I was meeting with members of Congress and others, warning them, because I was an insider in the biometrics industry. I knew where it was going over 15 years ago. So we warned people, and today they're saying it's true. The standards for biometric are all international. There are already telecommunication networks such as Enlets that are connected to countries around the world. All but three are connected to Interpol, Cuba, Venezuela, one other country.
Right, wow.
It was just called for biometric sharing between countries.
No.
Your body is your ID with biometrics.
Right. Now,
and it is the only technology that would fulfill Revelation 13, 16 through 18.
Now,
tie your body to your ability to buy and sell.
Now, there was a German society called the Gesellschaft Society. They were channeling the information. And they conceived an idea that was completed by George Bush Sr. in 1982 called the Omega Project. Now, we may or may not know, because this is highly classified. Project Omega was to make, like, Five Eyes, the agencies would spy on each other. And eventually to have an international, in a sense, super spying agency that spies on each other and it collects data even on the other spy agency. So, for example, we have Mr. Steele from the British MI5, MI6, being hired by FBI to actually put this dossier together. What we have to understand is the intel agencies combined to quantum computing and world biometrics is a very bad combination. You don't have to speculate too far to realize that this could be very noxious for the citizens of Earth, of your liberty, your religious liberty, for example, and your commerce liberty, and your liberty to travel or even do business or have a banking account. It's very scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and I'm telling you. You know, obviously I'm on your show today. I'll be doing radio interviews for the next couple of weeks with different hosts all over the country.
Right.
Some will be broadcasted internationally. That offers to go back on Christian television networks. But what I want people to understand is this. Okay, we can't do every radio show we're asked to do.
Right.
You, Dr. Bill, we've been doing your show for years.
Yeah, and you're very, and I'm really proud to have you on the program because you bring a solidity in data analysis and actual legal actions that nobody else is doing in America,
well,
or probably in many other nations.
I would defy anybody, your listeners, a lawmaker, anybody, to go to constitutionalalliance.org and find one thing that they would say that's not true or that can't be proven. Because
right.
They'll find out that doesn't exist.
Right.
Which is why we are called to testify before lawmakers and other groups.
Right. That's why I find this particularly concerning, because it's not in the realm where somebody could say that's a conspiracy theory or you're making this up or you have another agenda. You have none of those things. In fact, that's why you're not tied to specific parties or individuals or even religious groups now. You want to train them. You want to raise questions. But the most important thing, like I say on this show, is I don't have to have all the answers. I just have to have better questions. And when you see the data you presented and the legal data, you know that you better ask questions because this is very concerning, isn't it?
It is, and we find it very interesting. The words we were writing 15 years ago, there are other groups and organizations now parroting them over the last couple of years since UN Agenda 2030 was released. And we're going, where were you 15 years ago? And then people say to us, well, we'll mail you in a few dollars, and we appreciate that. We want everybody to give so we can continue to do the work we did.
Exactly. I certainly will support you.
What separates us from any other organization is what you read on our articles is what lawmakers are going to be talking about a year or two down the road.
Yeah, and
there's no substitute for accurate information.
Thank you very much, Mark Lerner, and constitutionalalliance.org. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy.
I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.